Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Josh, just hop back into the studio. What's going on, buddy? You got something to tell us?
Yeah, I think I do, Jer. We have a special guest that you've been kind of teasing all day long. Who do we got, Jer?
I'm so excited.
So when this email came in yesterday, all of us kind of flipped out because, I mean, we absolutely love this dude. I mean, this guy's music takes us back many years. And yeah, we've been teasing you all morning, buddy. We didn't say who was going to be calling in, but I think we should make the big announcement right now. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Rob Thomas of Matchbox 20 on the line. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, how are you?
Thanks, man. Nice to talk to you guys.
So, first things first, before we dive into what's going on with you professionally, I got to deliver a message from my wife this morning, Mr. Rob Thomas. I wrote down her direct quote from last night. Here's her direct quote. Please tell Rob Thomas I've been to 5 of his concerts and I love him. Like, really love him. Yeah.
Oh, that's adorable. Thank you.
Absolutely. So I don't know if you've done this thing with your spouse or people that you've been with, Mr. Rob Thomas, but we do this thing where it's like a scenario. If the doorbell were to ring and it's a celebrity of your choosing, the spouse has to kind of step to the side and you can leave with that celebrity.
Oh.
And I'm going to tell you what, buddy.
Hall pass. Yeah.
For easily 20 years, my wife's choice is you.
That is very sweet.
Yes.
It's funny. My wife and I, over the last 25 years, we don't have that because we found that we get to meet a lot of them.
No. That's the problem for us. Yeah. It's like truly hypothetical. You'll never meet these people. So when I said that we were going to be talking to you today, her eyes lit up, man.
My wife, she loves Evan Peters, the actor Evan Peters, who was like in Dahmer and who's in a lot of the American Horror Story stuff.
Yep.
And I think we're supposed to go somewhere and have dinner with him in a couple weeks.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, yeah, no, there's no hall pass there.
you don't get to say that.
Absolutely not.
No hall pass. That's a hard pass.
Yeah.
So anybody, just thank you for ruining my marriage. And if you could maybe turn down the sexy just a little bit, I would totally appreciate it. But listen, the reason you're calling is...
I swear to God, I thought that I was.
Yeah. right now you're still pretty sexy.
Yeah, still bringing it, Rob.
So you got big news, man. I understand you got some new music coming out, a new album, and a big old fat new tour dropping this summer. So tell us about it.
Yeah, I mean it's the 20th anniversary this year of my first solo record, Something to Be, and next year the 30th anniversary of Matchbox, by the way, as well.
Wow.
So I got a new single getting ready to come out in the next week or two called Hard to Be Happy. A new record coming out right after the tour called All Night Days, and I'm doing the All Night Days tour this summer.
Look at you, man. So where did the name All Night Days come from?
I was having a conversation with some friends, and we were talking about, like, you remember back when you used to stay up all night? We used to, like, just hang out all night, and I said, I think my All Night Days are over, and then that sparked it in me for a song.
Perfect.
I like that.
I love the little backstories on how they come up with the name.
Oh, it's awesome. Yeah absolutely.
One more thing, I'm going to toss it to Katie. She's got a question for you, but I heard a rumor that you have a new lead guitarist on this tour. Is it somebody that's related to you? Is that still a thing?
Yeah. My son is playing guitar now. My solo band has been basically the same band for 20 years. And when my guitar player decided, he's been too successful. He's been writing songs for other people and producing, and he doesn't want to tour anymore. And he was like, you know, I've been watching your son on Instagram. I think you should see if he wants to do it. And because my son posts all these great videos of him playing guitar. And I was surprised. I mean, I didn't know that would be something that he would want to do. But now, you know, now it's like the job that I have that used to make it where I didn't get to see him as much as I'd like to is the thing that's going to make us be together more and have more fun together.
No joke,
that's
man.
So
this is like
going
to be a proud, special moment. I can't even get my 14-year-old kid to sit through dinner with us.
Yeah.
So. This is pretty rad. Pretty rad.
He's an unbelievably sweet. I mean, he's 27, so he's not a kid, but he's always a kid to me.
Yeah, no, that's great.
That's awesome.
If you guys are just tuning in, we're talking to Rob Thomas, the Rob Thomas of Matchbox 20. Katie, did you have something for him?
I did. Well, again, you had just mentioned, this is your first headlining tour since 2019, headlining solo tour. So I know you have your new music and everything, and you just added the, you know, part about your son joining you. But is there a reason you wanted to get back out there on stage, make the music and stuff?
Well, you know, I mean, I was out most of the last 2 years with Matchbox. Whenever I'm out with Matchbox, that means that there's a whole catalog of music, you know, like there's Someday and This Hour Heartbreaks and Lonely No More and Ever the Same and all these songs that I don't get to play. They kind of go sit on the shelf for a while. So that's why I never really have much downtime, because by the time I'm done with this, and I'll be in Australia next year, and then I'm going to miss all these Matchbox songs and I'm going to want to go back to that again. So I just have to go back and forth so I can, it's the only way that I can actually visit all the songs.
Oh, that's awesome. Josh, did you have something for him?
Yeah, Rob, I wanted to ask you, so I'm going to take this question back to like the 2000s-ish a little bit. You wrote a song for a movie called Meet the Robinsons, and I loved that movie as a kid growing up. That song meant a lot to me, and it's kind of the basis of the whole movie. It plays when the movie's ending and the emotional scene happens. I want to know what, you know, is it, first of all, kind of a two-parter, is it hard to write songs specifically for movies, or did you just come up with that song and then it would just so happen to be in the movie?
I wrote it for the movie. Like, the Meet the Robinsons was based on a really small, it was a short story book.
Oh, okay.
And so I got the book, was all that was there. And I wrote two songs, actually. One that had all this production, it was called Welcome to the Real World, that wound up on one of my solo records, that I thought was, that was the slam dunk.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did a song, Little Wonders. It was just me on the piano and it, like, no production, no anything. And I sent them both. And to my surprise, it was Little Wonders, the one that, you know, that was bare bones.
You know, what's so interesting to me, Rob, is Little Wonders is one of my favorite songs still. Like, I still listen to that thing. And it's so funny that you thought the other one was going to be a slam dunk, because Little Wonders is one of my favorite songs still to this day after, what, like 15, 16
years
now.
He's always humming it and singing it. It's super annoying. It's
theme
super
song.
Annoying.
Yeah, it was really, you know, also, it came to life in a really big way when, you know, I mean, there's Abe Laborio Jr. and Rusty, the two guys that are from Paul McCartney's band, played drums and guitar, and then Beck's bass player was on that. This Vivian Sessoms was singing. So there was a lot of magic that came into the actual track of that really made it come to life.
That's cool, man.
That's so cool.
It's very cool.
I love that.
Well, we know you're doing the big media rounds today, and you're calling a bunch of stations. Again, we're talking to Rob Thomas. We really appreciate your time. I know Katie Katz got one more question for you regarding karaoke.
Yeah,
it's
just, you know, when you get up there and you want to have fun, you hit the stage to just, you know, belt it out. What song do you pick for karaoke when you're just going up there to sing for fun?
I usually can feel it, a Tom Petty song.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Heartbreaker style, get
it's
it?
Not bad.
I like that.
Not mad
like
at that.
That. Yeah.
Really, you know what my favorite thing in the world is, though, is when I'm somewhere like that, and I've got some drunk person karaokeing my song at me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, at me.
I want to push you down.
You got some giant drunk man looking you dead in the eye and going, man, it's a hot one.
Yes. He's doing the thing where he points to his eyes and then points to you. He's like, I got you, Rob Thomas.
And you can't break the gaze. Got to stare at him right
now.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Give him the eye.
Oh, my gosh.
Rob, we can't thank you enough for spending some time with us this morning. I would imagine this year radio station is going to be giving away tickets to your concert when you're in town. You're going to be here September 2nd at the Belco Theater at the Colorado Convention Center, which is a great little venue. So
yeah, can't
wait.
We're
super excited, and if we have a meet and greet, I can guarantee you I'm not bringing my wife. Thank you for your time, Rob.
All right, guys. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for the help.
All right, buddy.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
There you go. Rob Thomas, everybody, making a little appearance with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh this morning.